Good afternoon.
Welcome
everybody to Seville Presbyterian Church. We are delighted to have you all here as we spring into summer with this wonderful, I know, it's just very clever, isn't it? This is a really delightful treat and an opportunity for all of us to gather together from all different churches, from folks here from Seville Presbyterian Church. We're delighted to welcome Donna Robertson from the Milton Presbyterian Church, and we're delighted to welcome all of you, and we're thankful that that you've given a little bit of your time on a Sunday afternoon as we give glory to God through the gift of music. Now, this concert, I should say, is not technically a concert for Courtney, our organist, but it is a moment where we are very grateful for her years of service with us as our director of music, and as we give thanks to God and give glory to God, we're thankful for Courtney as well. I also want to thank Joyce Drodos and the committee that has worked very hard to put this together, and I hope that you'll take the time to peruse their names as they're printed in the bulletin. Hear these words from the 98th Psalm. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord. Friends, this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And so hopefully this is what we are here today. We are here to gather together with all of our gifts and all of our talents to make a joyful noise to the Lord. So we thank you all for being here with us. For those of you who are visiting with us, restrooms are located right here on what I call the pulpit side of the fellowship hall. There are also restrooms located downstairs. And after the concert is finished, we hope that you'll stick around for a few minutes to enjoy some refreshments. Thank you all for being here.
I will officially start the program. Thank you, Courtney, for Bach's Little Fugue in G Minor. Enjoyed that very much. We have a special guest today who will provide a solo for us. Candace, where are you sitting now? Right in the middle. We're rather protected in there. Candace McMath works for our presbytery in New Philadelphia. Her official title is Mission Coordinator, and that covers a lot of bases, because I realized after a while that we use the word mission to mean everything you do. That's our mission, not just mission as the church used to use the word. So I see Joyce is ready to put the CD on, and I'll back, get out of the way, and let you.
Jesus had been joyously welcomed on the streets of Jerusalem. Now he struggled to carry his own cross through those streets. Isaiah had prophesied of him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, familiar with suffering, pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace is upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
Thank you, Candace. The next part of the program will be two congregational hymns. Hymns are often our earliest experience of music and worship. And the hymns that we sing are written into our DNA, according to Marie-Louise Murray of BBC Radio, a leader of an arts extra program. I can remember my own early childhood. I was taken to Sunday worship. I used to like to stand on the pew and direct the choir, which was in the balcony in the back. I even remember some of the hymns, most of which were in Latin at the time. I won't go into that. So the next two hymns are number 264, When Our Music in God is Glorified, and then the insert you have, The Summons.
Thank you.
happens that this Sunday is the 184th anniversary of this congregation. Back in 1831, about 20 people, a slight majority of them were Presbyterians, the others were Congregationalists. There was a General Assembly plan back then that combined or allowed the groups to combine because we were doing missionary work out in the Wild West, or the Desperate West, I think is what they referred to it, and that was Ohio. And so they met after worship and had a confession of faith that they all signed, and that was the start of this congregation. Music was a part of the program, and from 1831, for the first 20 years of its existence, the musical instrument used by the church was a 24. And in 1850, a very, very small melodeon was purchased. But there were very few who could actually play it, so it was not used much for a while. The first one who played regularly, as the history notes of the church went, were written, commenced when he learned three tunes. Adding to this number week by week, our history records indicate that he continued as organist most of the time for 50 years. I'll tell you a little more later. Now, if the choral group will move up front, we'll do our two pieces for the program. The Reformation transformed church hymnology beyond recognition to the huge influence of Luther, Calvin, and many others. It's a legacy we still enjoy today. The next two congregational hymns, In Christ There Is No East Nor West, number 439, and Be Thou My Vision, number 339.
Thank you.
Now, picking up where I left off on the story of our music program, we move up to an S.D. Reed organ in 1856 and to a 5 Mason and Hamlin Reed organ in 1882. The current Muller pipe organ was purchased in 1918 with the help of a grant from the Carnegie Fund. Chimes were added in 1930. The Steinway upright was purchased in 1931. As an aside, the Mason and Hamlin Reed organ was sold to the Rittman Church after the Muller was installed. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't either.
It's not there anymore, though. No.
One other thing. Legend has it that St. Augustine said that one who sings prays twice. When you sing in a group, I suggest that you should multiply the prayer factor by the number of voices who are participating. All right, we're coming close to the ending now. We have another organ postlude. Nun danket alle Gott, by Carl Ellert. Courtney, did I say that reasonably well?
Carl Ellert.
friends, as we have made a joyful noise here this afternoon, I would invite you to go forward from this place and make a joyful noise to the glory of our God in everything that we do, with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, with the fullness of our being. As we sing, God be with us until we meet again, go with grace, mercy, and peace, the triune blessings of the triune God, this day and every day, now and forever.
Joyce said I didn't have to play it. Okay.